year two for you at Sandberg, and you're going to get your season kicked off coming up again this week. You've had some preseason games. You feel like you're ready. Your girls are ready. Let's get this season started.
Yeah, you know, we feel pretty good heading into the season. You know, the good thing about the scrimmage season, you see a lot of different teams, and you're able to see different styles of play, whether it be a jamboree or maybe another, you know, a four-year school that you're able to scrimmage, and those types of things. So, you know, we've seen different types of presses. We've seen some zone defense. We've seen some man defense. So, you know, we've seen a good mix. And I tell you what, we've played a pretty challenging scrimmage schedule. We really have. And, you know, we feel like that's got us prepared for the opener on Wednesday.
Marshalltown's the opener. What about this squad? Are they a pretty good team that have a lot of people coming back?
You know, Marshalltown, this is going to be pretty much a new team for them this year. They got a new coach over the summer, and he was able to fill up that roster. And I tell you what, I was able to get a little bit of a glimpse of them when we went to Ames, Iowa for the jamboree there. And I tell you what, I think they're going to be a team that's going to try to utilize a lot of numbers and really try to get that game at a fast pace. And there's no doubt it's going to be a challenge. I think they're going to try to, you know, possibly mix up some defenses, whether it be man or zone, maybe press a little bit. So it's going to be an athletic team. I think it's going to be a hungry team, with a whole new squad and players, you know, anxious to prove themselves, you know. So it's going to be a tough test for us on Wednesday.
Feel like the schedule as a whole from top to bottom is pretty tough. And your conference, how do you kind of figure where you're going to be in the conference this year?
Yeah, I tell you what. So we're in the Arrowhead Conference and then Region 4. So, you know, it's kind of similar to, you know, out there in McCook and North Platte, Central, Southeast. You know, you're in that Nebraska Conference, but you're also in Region 9. So it's kind of similar here. The top of our conference, the Arrowhead Conference, it's going to be very tough. Blackhawk, you know, they've won it, I believe, the past three seasons. They're not going to go anywhere. And then Highland Community College, also will be very strong. They return a couple of key pieces from last year. Sauk Valley, Kishwaukee gave us really good games last year. We split with Kish, fortunately. Sauk Valley, I mean, both games came down to the wire, so we know that's going to be tough. And then Region 4 over here, Division 2, Junior College, we've got like 22 teams, I believe, in the Region 4, so it is very challenging. You'll see Morton College at or near the top of the rankings. You'll see Rock Valley up there, Oakton. There's just a lot of good teams, a lot of depth in our. So never a night off, that's for sure.
As far as your roster, you've got a familiar face on your as a freshman this year, and Gabby Vaughn's from Oberlin, and she's fitting in right in, and it's going to play some minutes for you this year, I'm sure, isn't she?
Right. I tell you what, just so excited to have Gabby come out here and trust Carl Sandburg College, trust our program, trust myself, to come all the way over here from Oberlin. No doubt she's brought that energy and competitiveness and all of those traits that she had on display there at Oberlin. And she's really had a good training camp, good scrimmage season. Early on as a team, you know, your first few games, you're trying to solidify roles. You're trying to figure out your rotation. And I just believe that if she continues to do what she's doing and all those things and how she's competing, I got to believe that she'll be able to be in that rotation some way, shape, or form for us.
Feel like you got some good guards back, got some good size back. Once again, this is going to be offense that can score some points for you this year.
You know, we're hoping so. You know, we returned an all-region 4 point guard, all-conference point guard, Ellie Bentley. She averaged 18 points, 5 rebounds, just about 5 assists. And she's just a competitor. She can, you know, get all the way to the basket. She's got a mid-range jumper. You know, I always like to say, I mean, it's like DeMar DeRozan-esque. That mid-range jumper she has. I mean, when she pulls up in transition or, you know, off a ball screen, set play, whatever, I mean, it's just one of those shots. You just believe it's going in every time. I mean, it's amazing stuff. The rest of our sophomore class, I believe they've really improved from a year ago. They're taking on, you know, maybe some bigger roles than they had a year ago, which is exciting. You know, I think they've developed. We've got Gracie Sims and Armani Rivas, Savannah Dominique, along with Ellie, Kelsey Shelton, that were all here with us last year. Olivia Allen was here also, but she, you know, she had a knee injury in the fall, had a surgery, so she was rehabbing that knee all last year. I think she's anxious and excited and ready to go. So, you know, it's good to have a good core back like those sophomores to kind of help help lead the newcomers, if you will.
Well, I'm sure you're anxious. Let's get a game. Let's play somebody else. Let's make it count in the schedule and standings. You'll get some film on it, and then go from there, can't you?
Right. You know, and that's what the early season's all about. You know, we don't play any Arrowhead Conference games until January. Now, the Region 4 games that we have, you know, both semesters, each one of those will count because our postseason seeding, there's a point system with each Region 4 game. So, you know, those will be big games. But, you know, early on, you're just trying to, like I said earlier, you know, what's our rotation going to be? What's our best offense? You know, what are we looking at defensively? Any tweaks that we need to make there? You know, those types of things. So it's always exciting. And you know, scrimmage season, you're trying to put a lot of different lineups together. You're trying a lot of different things. So now, you know, starting Wednesday, we get that real game action and see, you know, put all that prep to work.
How's the men's team looking this year?
You know, I think the men's team, you know, I think they're very capable of having a successful season. They played a tough schedule here early on, played some really good teams, but, you know, had moments where they were really competitive with, you know, two pretty elite junior colleges over here. You know, I think they've got a chance to really get some wins and to really get things going. You know, a lot of depth, pretty good size. So I think they'll be able to get it rolling.
It's your favorite time of the year, basketball. You know, the pros going on, the high schools will be getting going, I'm sure, coming up. The colleges get going this week. It's the best time of the year, isn't it?
And, you know, there's no better time. You know, it's like we started our season a little bit late, you know, so I was able to kind of watch some live stream stuff and, you know, kind of get like a brief scout on some of our upcoming opponents and start taking a little bit more of a deep dive into it, you know, starting today, tomorrow, to get ready for Marshalltown on Wednesday. But there's no better time of year. I mean, you know, NBA's fired up. They're off and running. Like you said, college ball, you know, Division One, Division Two going. NAIA basketball's already been going. So it's a very exciting time of year.